It becomes light. What happens to the darkness? Huh? It fades away, doesn't it? You could almost say it flees, couldn't you? When you look at the sun rise and the light shine on the earth as it comes across our planet. It looks as if the darkness flees. Yes, the darkness disappears. Just like Barrow, Alaska, when the sun rises after 65 days of darkness. Can you imagine? Those of us who have issues with depression in the winter, that would not be a good place for us, would it? If we lived in Barrow, Alaska after 65 days of darkness, would we celebrate the rising of the sun? Yes, we would. We would celebrate the warmth of it shining on our face. Can you imagine how that would feel? I experience that every morning on a sunny day. You walk out in the sun and the sun hits the back of your eyes and your body produces that adrenaline when the sun hits the back of your eyes. It's an awesome feeling. When that sun pushes the darkness away, we celebrate the clarity of our thinking in that moment that we have an epiphany. We celebrate because our sin and our guilt and shame have been washed away by the light of our Savior. Folks, this is epiphany. That is what epiphany is when we experience that. Once again, Isaiah says that nations will come to your light. Do you hear that? Isaiah says that nations will come to your light. They shall bring gold and frankincense and shall proclaim the praise of the Lord. So now as we come back to Matthew this morning, we find that we can react to that light in several different ways, can't we? King Herod and the chief priests reacted one way, and these strangers, these pagans from the east, reacted another way. Tell me, how does Herod react? Fear. Why in the world would Herod react with fear? He was frightened, wasn't he? What did he do to the wise men? Was he truthful to them? No, he was deceptive to them, wasn't he? Matter of fact, after he couldn't find Jesus, what did he do? Do you remember? Now, that wasn't in our scripture today. I'll give you that. Does anybody remember what Herod did? Killed all the babies under, well, two or younger. That's fear, isn't it? That is fear. Well, how did the wise men, the magi or astrologers, not kings, remember, if you were here a few weeks ago, how did the wise men, these Gentiles, these pagans from the east, react to the light of the star? How did they react? They followed, didn't they? What happened whenever the star stopped over the place where Jesus lay? Yes, they celebrated, didn't they? They worshiped. Isn't it interesting in the Bible when worship and celebration is kind of like synonymous? You ever notice that? Fellowship team, you got to help us with that again. I like us to celebrate when we get together. All right. Taking holy chances. Those wise men, they took holy chances, didn't they? Folks, if you think it's difficult for us today to pack a few things in a car or a camper and go a few hundred miles, if you think that's difficult today, can you imagine what the wise men had to do? This was a very deliberate thing that they did. I mean, if you think about it, they probably brought hundreds of servants. And some of their servants probably had servants of their own. Think about it, to last for the weeks that they would be on their, whatever they were riding, all right? They would probably bring cattle and sheep so they could eat. And they had to bring people to take care of those cattle and sheep. And then people to butcher them when they wanted to eat. Think about how difficult this would be. The water and everything that they would have to bring. Folks, this was a very deliberate act. It wasn't just throwing some things in a car. These wise men came because they wanted to find this Messiah of Israel. Why? Isaiah said, because nations will come to your what? Light. Light.